a little bit of a special thing today with the all-conference voting taking place later this week. We're going to give all the coaches the opportunity to talk about some of their players who they feel are candidates for postseason honors, since we have quite a few media people that are also voters on the poll on the call today, and invite media voters to ask questions of the coaches directly as well. We begin this morning with the head coach of the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we talk about what was a very successful road swing for your team last week, as I said at the outset, wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about some of your guys who you think are strong candidates for the various all-conference awards.
Yeah, I mean, we got several guys. Obviously, we've had a lot of guys playing well. You know, so I really certainly would think that, Jarrell Brantley, being a preseason first team guy, I think he's been very consistent throughout the year. I think he's got the most double doubles in the league. Maybe the only other guy that has more is, Gustis from Hofstra, Joe Cheeley. Really high assist to turnover ratio, but then the scoring the ball great from the point guard position. I've had great games, of scoring the ball. Just a very good player. He's got to be one of the better guards in the league. And then I think Grant Riller, he would have my vote for freshman of the year. You know, I think he's been good all year. He's really scored the ball. He's averaging, 17 points in conference. And he's had multiple 20-plus games and games where we needed him to win. He scored the ball to help us win. I think we also have two guys that should be on the defensive team, Marquise Pointer and Cam Johnson, who always got the team's best players, and they do a great job of defending those guys and really keeping them under their point totals. And so we got a lot of different guys, that deserve some honors. I know the guys haven't talked a lot about it, haven't said much about it, but there's a lot of guys that has a hand in us having the success that we've had. And being in the position that we're in. So I think there's several guys that deserve honors.
All right. Thank you very much for doing that. A week ago, we were talking about a couple of tough losses, and you certainly were exuding a bunch of confidence, felt like it was part of the process, and we're looking forward to the road swing to Hofstra and Northeastern, and your team certainly performed well, a 76-72 win at Hofstra. Then you go to Northeastern, win 85-71. Talk about what pleased you in those two victories and how big it was for your team to be able to bounce back with a couple of road victories.
Well, I mean, I think the thing that pleased me was probably more than anything is just how we shared the ball. And we had a lot of assists in both of those games. I think we doubled our assists to turnovers in both of those games. And so we did a good job of sharing the ball and not getting caught up in who's scoring the point, but just making sure we make the right plays on offense. And then defensively, even though some of those point totals were high, 70 points we gave up, that's a lot of points, but I thought we really defended, certainly in the Hofstra game, our ball screen defense and it's just our toughness and rebounding was really good. Hofstra just is a very good team, and it just made a lot of shots. It made some hard shots. So I thought we really guarded them, challenged their shots, and they made them. And then we did the same thing at Northeastern. We got up pretty big, 14 or 15. They came, made a run and cut it to two. And we were able to, in the last 8 minutes, really defend well and get stops when we needed it. And so, our level of trust and what we try to do defensively was good. And I thought that was the thing that I was the most proud of, the fact that we were trusting each other, depending on each other on defense, but at the same time sharing the ball on offense.
That's sharing the ball. You got shot 55% at Hofstra and a season best 62% at Northeastern. That's three games in a row, well over north of 50%. Are you guys offensively right now clicking as well as any point this year?
I think we shooting the ball well. I mean, we got good balance. We're shooting the ball well. We got some guys on the inside that's helping us out. We're getting some transition baskets, and so we've been getting to the free throw line. So I just think it's been good balance. It's the most balance we had all year, and so I think that's part of the reason why we're scoring more points and our percentages are high, because we just ain't settling for the perimeter stuff. Again, like I said, we're getting to the free throw line, we're getting transition, and we're getting post touches to our big guys, and they're delivering down there. They're scoring the ball. So I would say the big thing is just the balance.
We're here with Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Jerry Beach with Defiantly Dutch.
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm doing something on the spate of big comebacks in CA in the last couple of years. There's been 29 league games in which someone has come back from a deficit of at least 10 points. And I wonder, you know, if you had any specific thoughts on why there seems to be such, you know, so many comebacks the last couple of years. Do you think it's a shot clock thing, a shorter shot clock the last 2 years, or do you think there's something else at play there?
Man, I just think, you know, obviously, first of all, the CAA got a lot of good players and a lot of good coaches. I mean, so anybody capable of making a run. So I think that, you know, if you get up 14 or 15 points, well, most of these teams you play against, you just you ain't safe, because that ain't a safe lead, because there's so many good players that can make, especially guards, that can make shots, make two or three threes in a row. And so if you're talking about a 14, 15-point league, if you make two turnovers and they got a really good guard and you make two or three threes, all of a sudden you go from 14 to 5, and now you got a game. And so I think it's just the fact that there's so many really good players, and then, you know, the coaches, you know, changing defenses and having schemes. I think that's the reason for it. No other reason than that.
How you know, do you find yourself coaching differently, both up big and down big? Has it changed at all?
I mean, we try to coach the same way. We try to coach the same way. You know, we're still trying to get a good, you know, get a good offensive possession on offense, trying to get a good shot, not turn it over, and then defensively trying to make them use some of the clock, you know, make them work and earn what they can get. So you really don't change. I think it's a natural tendency to maybe ease up a little bit and say, well, we up 15. Now we don't really have to be as aggressive. And so trying to figure out when is the right time to pull back and really milk the clock, I think it's 4 minutes and under. I think the problem is you get in trouble if you get up 8 and you get comfortable. You get up 14 and it's 8 minutes to go and you get comfortable, that's too much time. But, you know, 4 minutes and under, you know, the clock starts to be your ally. But I think that sometimes you maybe take your foot off the gas too early.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, you guys have been involved in 7 of those games the last 2 years, winning 4, losing 3. You know, what does it say when even the best defensive team in the league is involved in these wild back-and-forth affairs where no lead is safe?
Well, I mean, you know, I think obviously if you can really defend and rebound, then that you got a better chance to not lose the lead, because if you're up 15 and you can be sharp on defense and make every possession a game of itself, and you know you get two or three stops in a row, then they can't come back. I think the problem is when you're up 15 and that you can't stop that team from scoring. So I think if you're up, it should help the team to defend well to be in a good position to win it. But I know we've had our share of games up or down where the deficit or the lead was turned around and it didn't take much time.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Earl, before I let you go, you guys return home, Delaware and Drexel this week, a Delaware team you haven't seen since early January that has been playing pretty well, won 3 of their last 4. Talk about just the challenges that Delaware presents.
Well, I mean, they play the game the right way. They got some good players. They really try to defend and rebound. And so, you know, it's a physical game, so we'll have to play well, you know, because they are playing really well and they got some good pieces and they're playing together. So, you know, it's another challenge. I mean, again, I always tell you the same thing. All of the teams the same. They all challenging. They all got good players. Coaches got a good scheme. And there ain't no night you can take off in the CAA because – everybody capable, you know. So we got to get ready for that one. Had a good practice this morning. Practice again tomorrow and see what we can do.
All right, Earl. Thanks as always for the time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.